This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush today will outline a series of major immigration reforms that are described as the most sweeping in nearly 20 years. The president will urge Congress to enact a program that will give temporary legal status to foreign workers. The proposals would cover new workers and the estimated 8 million now illegal workers, the majority of them from Mexico, currently in the United States. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne joins me now. Morning, Don.
Good morning.
How will this new plan work? What are the major changes?
It's really a new guest worker program. It gives workers temporary legal status for 3 years at a time, which would then need to be renewed. It's for both illegal, undocumented workers already here in the U.S. and for incoming workers. There are still a lot of details the administration is leaving out. They're leaving them to Congress. We do know there'll be a registration fee, but no specifics yet on how big. The White House says this is important for the U.S. economy, that it fills a need, and that for employers wanting to hire foreign workers, they would have to demonstrate that jobs are going unfilled, that they've tried, but they've been unable to find Americans to take those jobs. The administration also says it'll make it possible for someone now working here illegally to be able to go freely back and forth between the U.S. and Mexico or their home country without having to worry about being caught or stopped. It's designed to remove the constant fear of deportation. So it would also give them some standing to complain about things like unfair labor practices and worker safety issues that are too often a very serious problems at places that hire large numbers of undocumented workers.
Who's going to be in charge of implementing this plan?
It will be a Department of Homeland Security program with the Labor Department playing a role. It's Homeland Security because it involves the borders. They want to know who's in the country. They want people on the books as opposed to being part of an underground economy. And an administration official last night predicted that this will indeed reduce the number of illegal immigrants in this country. Now, it's not connected to the Green Card program, which grants permanent residency status. The administration official last night said there may be an increase in the number of green cards beyond the 140,000 a year or so that are currently awarded to given out, but only slightly. So the 8 million or so undocumented workers should not see this as a ticket or a path to a green card. That's a completely separate door, the administration says.
What about the timing of this? Why now?
Well, it comes in advance of the president's trip to Mexico next week, and it can be seen as part of a process to ease strained relations with Mexico and between the president and Mexican President Vicente Fox. Early on in his term, President Bush championed immigration reforms. He and Fox were talking about them. Then came the 9/11 terrorist attacks. That really derailed those efforts. It frustrated President Fox. This may now get things back on track. There are also political concerns. Hispanics represent a growing portion of the U.S. electorate. Immigration is an issue that's very important to them. As a group, they tend to vote for Democrats. But President Bush has worked at trying to win over the Hispanic vote, which in some states, in Florida, for example, in Arizona and New Mexico, could be the key to winning.
And immigration reform groups, what do they think of this?
They say it's about time, given the contributions workers from Mexico and elsewhere make to this country and to its economy. But there's also a let's-see-how-it-plays-out attitude. There's a sense that this is absolutely timed to the U.S. election cycle, so reform groups want to make sure there's more to it than just that, that once the details are all worked out, that it will make a positive difference. There is also anti-immigration critics out there who say this goes too far and that it rewards those who've broken the law by coming here.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.